rattle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this terrific Tuesday, January 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Brian, down, I believe, in the Taos area, thank you for exposing this environmental danger in progress. This Iasco County Commissioner will be sharing your information, your thoughts at our next meeting. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you listening. Question, do you listen using the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, or the radio station's website, WCHY.us, just text me back. How do you listen to the show down there in your area? We're kind of taking a little survey this year to determine where people from outside the 97.7 FM WCHY listening area, how you guys access the show. Do you listen to podcasts? Obviously, today, this morning, you're listening live, so greatly appreciate that. Downstate Kim, an event that was put on by the North Oakland Republican Club, had a speaker. She thinks he was from the Mackinac Center. She's going to try to dig up the video and send it to us. Very informative. You may want to check it out. Also, she remembers a story a while back from Texas, she believes, had a hailstorm. Completely decimated the solar panel farm. It's not like they can come out and fix a line or replace a transformer to get power back up soon. The other aspect, all of the elements, the chemicals that are contained in these solar panels, well, guess what? All those contaminants go right into the soil, eventually leaching down and getting into the underground water aquifers. I'll give you a perfect example of this right here in my Antrim County. We had a factory on 131 in Mancelona, just north of the sign that says "Welcome to Mancelona." For years, back in the 1960s and 70s, every single muscle car, I don't care if it was a Pontiac GTO, a Camaro, it didn't matter. Even your luxury vehicles back then had steel chrome bumpers. Well, when you produce a steel bumper, if you don't protect it from the environment, it rusts. Many times they would store them out in fields on flatbed trailers. Well, before they could chrome plate those steel bumpers, they had to clean the rust off. They would literally drive them, transport them on flatbeds to Dura plant on 131 in Antrim County, Michigan. They used the chemical in 55-gallon barrel drums to dip the steel bumpers into them, chemically eating the rust right down to the bare steel and then chrome plating them. Those barrels got contaminated. You know what they did? They took them on a high-low and dumped them in the ground back behind the factory. What did it do? I'll tell you now. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Just to continue the history of what happened here in my Antrim County, Mancelona 131, the Dura plant, which operated for years with a cleaning and chrome plating business for the automobile industry in the state of Michigan. every steel bumper that you seen or purchased on a car in Michigan, factory made, had a steel chrome bumper on it. I don't care if it was a Chevy, an Oldsmobile, a Ford, Chrysler, it didn't matter. Pickup truck, vehicle, car, it didn't matter. Those steel bumpers were processed at the Dura plant in Mancelona, Michigan. 55-gallon drums, literally with meat hooks on these bumpers, would dip the chemical TCE, trichloroethylene, in acid. And what did this acid do? It literally ate rust particles right off of a steel bumper. They would dip it down in the barrel. They would pull it out, let the excess basically drip back into the barrel. Then they would hook the other end, invert it, and dip that end into the barrel, and then use a brush to scrub off the middle part where they didn't get it dipped into the barrel and clean the bumpers off. Well, after getting so many of these bumpers cleaned with that rust particles in the TCE, it became contaminated. It stopped cleaning the bumpers. Time to remove that barrel, dispose of it, and put a new barrel in its place. They literally had a trail, a two-track, going to the back of the property where the Hilo would have a wooden pallet with this barrel strapped onto it, take it to the back of the property and dump that 55 gallons of contaminated TCE into the ground. Did it for years. Well, as the TCE dumped into the ground, going through the soil, down into the underground water aquifers, it created a huge plume, a cloud, if you will, of this TCE in the underground water aquifers of Mancelona, Michigan. It got so bad, the plume was so large, that it literally contaminated local residences' wells without them even knowing it. The amount of cancer in people in that area went through the roof. They realized, they finally figured it out, that this was a problem. That's what created the Mancelona's municipal water treatment system. City water that they had to create for Mancelona Village and Township and surrounding areas. There's only one problem. The plume was trapped underground. It had no access to the atmosphere. This plume started migrating. It started traveling through the underground water aquifers heading west. And you know the very first community it was going to hit? Bel Air, Shanty Creek Resort, Lake Bel Air, and all of the residents that had wells in those developments, in those areas in the city of Bel Air. Working with the DNR, Randy Roth, now retired, they figured out that there was a small river between the plume and Lake Bel Air that if they tapped into it and drilled down through the bedrock of that river, that little creek tributary, it could provide a vent. the TCE could be vented through this river. And what happens to TCE once it's fully exposed to the atmosphere after being trapped and compressed in the underground water aquifer? It bubbles up through the drilled holes of this riverbed. And when exposed to the atmosphere after bubbling up, it dissipates. It's coming up with such pressure, it literally bubbles into the atmosphere. The molecules of the trapped air plume hits the atmosphere, pops, and is dissipated into the air. That's what basically saved Cheney Creek Resort and Lake Bel Air. It's this type of information that people need to use against these solar panel farms. Based on the extreme weather that we have here in Michigan, even like Kim said, a hailstorm in Texas damaging those solar panels, causing these toxins, these contaminants to go into the ground, into the underground water aquifers. How many people in northern Michigan have a well? We do. If you get contaminated well water, guess what? You're screwed. Because you're not going to very easily put in a city water treatment system like they did in Mancelona. It was a huge investment. It was huge taxation on the property owners, the community, the grants, the loans, the time it took. You just don't flip a switch and get city water overnight. It's not going to happen. So what do? We use their rules, their laws, their science against them. You challenge it in court, you take it to court, and you fight. Patriot Tim up in Sheboygan. Why must we dig into our own pockets to file a lawsuit against the abuse of them using our taxpayer dollars for these projects? Why can't we use our taxpayer dollars to combat these corrupt bandits? That's what we need state representatives and state senators for. To put pressure on them that this is what we want, and we want them to use whatever means at their disposal to tie this up in court. I'd love to see State Representative Ken Borton and State Senator Michelle Hidanga to be the lead plaintiffs against the state. Nothing prevents them from representing their constituents as a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit at the local level. Again, I said class action. I misspoke because, like Ian says, that has to go to the court of claims, and that's not where you get your victories. Those liberal court of claim judges are very progressive, very liberal, and they're not going to side with us. It's your local judges where they live that will be affected by these projects that you need to file the lawsuits in. Judge Hunter probably would be the best judge to hear this case. And again, I don't think our Michigan Constitution allows for them to do this. I think they're circumventing the Constitution. I think the House Bill 5120 they passed is unconstitutional and needs to be challenged in court. So we'll be talking about it again this Friday, January 10th, 12 noon at the Iron Pig Smokehouse at the downtown location. If you'd like to come and join the conversation, listen to the folks that will be there brainstorming this situation, come have lunch and listen and be part of the conversation. But you see, once again, this is where this show, these stories, this information comes to us. We then pass this information on to you, and then we ask you to take action to help be part of the fight, to be part of the solution. This isn't something we do just to rile you up, get you all excited, and then not offer an opportunity to do something about it. No, we're done. We are absolutely done fighting projects, laws, bills that don't provide us an opportunity to win. And so this is absolutely what we're going to have to do. Short little MERS story I want to get into this segment. I'm not sure whether or not we'll finish it or not. MERS News Service contacted me last night, roughly about 9 o'clock before they came to story on this, talking about this race for the Michigan Republican Party chairman's race. With less than 2 weeks left before the filing deadline, the Michigan Republican Party chair's race appears to have congealed into a pool of four fairly well-known candidates. Former Ambassador Joe Sela, political consultant Scott Greenlee, former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddock, and State Senator Jim Runstead from White Lake. Others could pop into the race, but with candidates needing to raise at least $15,000 from six different donors or contributors, and needing to sign off from at least four congressional district chairs, the odds grow long for new entries. A 2023 long shot candidate, Mike Farage, announced earlier this winter on Trucker Randy Bishop's Your Defending Father's radio show, but that was before the $15,000 threshold was passed. MERS News Service reached out to him and did not receive a call back for comment. It may be too soon to pick a favorite, but the pluses and minuses of each candidate are being weighed by those looking to get picked through the January 30th county convention process to attend the state convention, which will be held on February 21st and 22nd in Detroit at the Huntington Place Cobo Hall Event Center. Alphabetical order, short little bios on each one of these candidates. MERS News Service went into detail. We're going to get into these bios. We're going to get into this discussion. And we're going to absolutely have a conversation as to who we think we may want to support for this particular race, Michigan Republican Party chairman. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number three. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by